You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the last podcast of the week for the Joe Rogan Experience review. I'm reviewing episode 1260 with Lennox Lewis and Russell Peters. Just finished that one. Really good podcast. Great conversation. A lot of fun. But firstly, I want to say what another great week of podcasts, right? Joe's really putting together such a diverse lineup throughout the week, from boxers to tech billionaires to environmentalists. And I'm not sure if it's always intentional or if it's just kind of like a scheduling fluke, but it makes it really freaking interesting. And then, as always, you know, comics just show up and they do a route, and it's just great, the diversity. And how it flows through. I've just been noticing that recently, that it's been, you know, that much more fun even to review these. But anyway, back to the Lennox Lewis podcast, and let's get reviewing.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So first off, for those of you that are not super familiar with Lennox Lewis, I remember him from the 90s, and I guess he was boxing into the early 2000s, though I'm not 100% sure. Phenomenal boxer, incredible heavyweight, unbelievable power, such an incredible dude, and caused some major damage, has legendary fights. I mean, you YouTube him, Google him. I mean, it's unbelievable what this guy was capable of back in the day, and to hear how chilled and cool he is on this podcast and his conversation with Joe, it's really impressive and quite a, you know, it's just very fun. Nice to know that he doesn't seem to have a lot of brain damage either. For a heavyweight, think of those shots that he was taking, how heavy they were, how hard they were. Maybe a big part of that was that he was a very smart boxer. He moved a lot. He'd spin hit plenty of times and hard, but maybe the way that he used his body and used his head movement, he didn't take quite as much damage. He's also a big chess player, big into chess, plays multiple times a day, even says his chess handle on this episode of Joe Rogan. So if you are into chess and you play any online chess, write that down. I think it was something like Interpol 2000 or something very similar to that. I didn't write it down, so you have to listen to the podcast and get it from there. But yeah, you might be able to play some chess against the guy. He's supposed to be very good. It gives you a bit of faith, though, just to know that not every boxer is coming out with massive brain damage. Arguably, he could be one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. Joe talks about it a lot in that way, and Joe certainly knows a hell of a lot about boxing, far more than I do. So to put him in that kind of echelon is pretty impressive, and probably true. I mean, he may be top five, you know. He wrestled as a young man and, of course, made a shit ton of money boxing. I mean, he was there when people, you know, it's the Tyson era of making money. I mean, it was big, big money. Something I didn't know at all, and you're probably wondering why Russell Peters is even on the podcast, being that he's just a world-famous comedian. Russell and Lennox have known each other for years. Years, since Russell was like 15, which is pretty unbelievable. And that's kind of cool, I think, in a lot of ways. So they have a lot of fun together on this podcast. They're kind of always making fun of each other and giving each other a hard time. Lennox goes back to his career. He talks a lot about that and one big loss that he had, where he was waiting for Tyson, but he went in and he wanted to fight someone in Africa. So he went down to Cape Town, and while he was there, he had a big fight planned. He wanted to kind of be like Muhammad Ali, kind of level of like spectacular event fighting. So where do you go? You know, obviously Africa. And but when he got out there, because it was Cape Town, it's a super high altitude, he had no idea that the breathing was going to be like that. He realized he should have got there a lot sooner. He was way out of breath and ended up taking a pretty vicious defeat, which he later came back from and beat the shit out of the guy, which was needed. But he didn't do it in Africa. He did it at sea level and in a way that he needed to. But when I heard that, I thought, hold on a minute. Yeah, maybe this was a time before Google, but you probably should have checked that out. You know, probably should know what altitude you're fighting at. I don't know. Seems like something that a boxing camp or his manager or someone should have gone through, but hard to say. Lennox and Joe obviously talk a lot about fighting in this one, and Joe talks a little bit about how difficult it is to watch his friends fight, you know, in the UFC. And it's difficult for him because he's also commentating on it, so he sees two good friends, one's beating the shit out of each other. He tried to give some advice, you know, but it definitely, like, tells someone if they need to know, look, you need to do this, you need to move your head more, you need to be less kind of risk-taking, and maybe even tell them if it's time for them to pack it in, like he did in that pretty famous podcast he had with Brendan Schaub, where he was really just telling Brendan, you should probably retire because you're not going to beat the very best. That was a tough podcast for him and for Brendan, and if you haven't seen that one, it's very impressive. Impressive in the way that it shows their friendship and how difficult of a conversation it would have been. Very tough. I think probably for one of my classic look backs, I'm gonna do a classic Rogan on that podcast, just because it's pretty impactful and an important one, because Brendan has done so much since then. They talk also about where Tyson Wilder and Anthony Joshua are. So these are all the big heavyweights at the moment. Tyson is not fighting Wilder for the rematch, even though they just had a draw, which is really strange. That just came out recently. Tyson, I guess, was signed by ESPN, and Anthony Joshua is fighting some unknown guy called something boy. I don't know. I guess he's not completely unknown, but I've not heard of him. And it's really kind of mixing up the heavyweight division. So, you know, who's doing what? I don't even know what's really going on. And that's a bit of an issue. We'll see where that goes. It's a shame. I really hope that they do get a Tyson Wilder fight. Talking about legendary fighting, though, and two legendary heavyweights meeting up, Lennox tells a really great story that you're going to like on this conversation with Joe. And it just struck me as something special, because it was when Lennox met Tyson when he was like 18. And they went up to some place up and around New York, I think that they said it was, or maybe it was in Canada, I don't exactly remember, but it was when they were very young, and it was the first time that they had got to meet. They knew they were going to fight eventually. I guess there was a lot of rumors already about Tyson's ability, and Lennox and Tyson got to kind of spar together. But before they did, Tyson brought Lennox into his room, and they talked about old-time fighting styles, and Tyson had all these old videos, all these old boxing videos. Now, remember, this is way before YouTube or whatever. There wasn't collections of old boxing fights anywhere, so for Tyson to have a hold of this, I mean, Tyson really studied these things, and if you listen to the Rogan podcast with Tyson, you'll know that. He talked about studying these old videos. So to have that time, I mean, imagine just kind of like being a fly on the wall in that room with those two legends right before they've really even had their career and their chance to do what they do for boxing, and just see these like two young kids just in a way just looking, watching these videos, watching this thing that they love, and just kind of enjoying that moment. That would have been really pretty fascinating. And then on that same notion, them being kids, Joe asked Lennox, you know, would you let your son box? And Lennox is like, I'll let him do what he wants. If he wants to box, he can. I mean, his dad did it. Maybe it's in his genes. That's reasonable. I think that's really cool that he's doing that, you know, because Tyson was like, fuck no, I don't want my kid fighting, you know. So people have different opinions on it. And Joe kind of said the same thing. Joe said he will never tell his kids what to do. You know, they need to find their own journey. He'd never stop them doing anything for sure. And I mean, look at Rogan. He's had some weird jobs. So it would be, it's kind of hypocritical in that sense to stop your kids doing weird jobs if you've had one, or really just ever doing it, because you never know. Like, jobs are changing, times are changing. You know, if growing up we knew that you could make tons of money playing video games, like not even making them, just playing them, I mean, forget going to college, we would have just sat around all day playing video games. I think those guys are geniuses. And then there was some fun right towards the end of the podcast where they were just talking about the fake martial artists. Because Lennox knows boxing, but he doesn't know a ton of the other martial arts and well. And he was kind of like, oh, the Kung Fu guy's good. I mean, who else is good? And Joe obviously is saying, no. It's jiu-jitsu or nothing. And I guess Russell Peters and Joe Rogan are going to train the next day after this podcast. They're going to train some jiu-jitsu. So they're big fans of that, obviously. And they talk about McDojo Life podcast, Instagram, which is one of the funniest Instagrams you can ever have. And it just shows like all the fake martial artists getting their ass kicked. It's brilliant. If you don't have it, you need to add that to your Instagram, because it's one of the best things on there. And yeah, it's still funny to me to this day that some people that just aren't clued in, even, you know, legendary fighters like Lennox, they just don't know that certain martial arts are a complete waste of time. It's like the karate movies of the 80s still stand strong, making us believe that, you know, all these, you know, bizarre-ish martial arts are still badass. But reality speaks for itself, folks. Anyway, great week of podcasts. Thanks a lot for listening. I really enjoyed reviewing all these. Have a great weekend. Peace.